Wednesday. We are in the midweek. Welcome to Level Up Academy by Doc Leland's what live stream for the community. You're wondering, CJ, why do you, someone actually asked me, CJ, it seems like you're always on. I am not always on, okay? I can't. I wish. And guys, it's only an hour. You're already sick of me? Come on. Listen, Wednesday is a check-in day. I know you guys have seen my sister Susanna's live stream. I want you guys to also do the same. Check on your friends that you haven't seen, right? LinkedIn has been cray lately. We get kicked out of our own audio room. People disappear. For some reason, they're on jail on LinkedIn, right? Like, and then they come back 12 hours later. I've seen a couple of friends doing that. And I think because somebody reports them to like not real, please stop your pettiness, whatever you want to call it. Get out of that negative energy. You do not need it. That's all I'm saying, okay? So welcome to Wednesday. And this is your host, Dr. Leland. I am going to go over a couple of things. The first thing I want to go over is that we just started our book, okay? This is our book. This is our next book. It's going to come out on December 14th on the physical book. December 6th is ebook. So if you are a great writer, we have two more spots left for you to come in right now and write with us. Yes, the due date is this weekend, but I'm sure we can work something out. If you are a good writer and you've been thinking of being an author, or maybe you've been an author already, but you're like, oh gosh, that was so hard. I don't want to do it again. I guarantee that you'll have fun if you are 100% in it, right? But I am a sucker for stories, though. So you got to give me a good story, okay? More than anything, it is called Against the Grain. That's right there is the book cover. Finding belonging in a world of resistance. How many of you literally try to, you know, belong to this and belong to that and this and that, and then you find yourself, God, I'm exhausted. There's way too many communities out there, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I just want to find new friends who think like me and feel like me in some capacity, not at 100%, obviously, but the same core values, empathy, kindness, soul passionate, right? Like all of these kind-hearted individuals who love to what? Have everyone level up. That is what we're all about, right? So if you are thinking, wow, that speaks to me, just DM me, okay? DM me so we can talk about it. And if you want to know more information, go to SusannaDawnWriter.com, click services, and you will see more information in terms of dates, how much it costs, and okay, you have a special calendar for me. So if you wanted to do coffee chats with me right now, my calendar is not broken. I am booked all the way to June. And I only do Mondays for free coffee chats because the rest of my calendar are for either Hounds of Business Community or Authors Club or mentorship or courses that I'm giving out for free, like podcast circuit. Those are specific calendars throughout the week, 7 days a week, really, that I give in. But I'm very specific on free coffee chats, right? You have to pretend that you are definitely not going to be everywhere. You have to have time for yourself. I shouldn't say pretend. You got to do it. You got to streamline your process, right? Because you need a break for yourself. You don't want to burn out. I love what I do. I love pumping people. But I also am human, okay? I'm not AI. And despite what other people think on LinkedIn thinking that I'm AI, but I am real, I swear. And I've met people in person. Now, this individual that we're going to have today is such an amazing sister. I have not met her in person, but we will because she's in San Diego. Hey, hey. I wanted to bring her in a minute. But here's Mike to Millions, right? You're probably thinking, CJ, what the heck is that? Let's show you. Well, if I can show you. Mike to Millions. This is a book journal that I created, right, for people who are podcasters, who are podcasting, who wants to do podcasting. I really want focusing on people who have books because you could be on Audible and you don't have to pay a whole lot of money to do it. But you got to learn how to do it correctly and grow and watch where you're going in terms of countries. So I have about 120 countries, 6 continents, about 500,000 downloads a month. People, okay, I still need that 7th continent though. So here's the thing. What I put in here is not only prompt for you to write down, because sometimes you're like, I'm not ready to do podcasting, but I am curious. Curiosity is the best way to go. and you answer this. When you're ready, you come. Here's how it works. It's a free community. But if you, let's say that you have somebody comes out on this Friday, instead of you doing all that marketing, if you're part of podcast circuit, we blast it to everybody. That's the requirement for everybody to blast all of that events to other people. And in this journal, I actually gave you top 10 podcast hosting platforms. And because I'm a teacher, I'm on teacher hat, I put features, what is best for, right? And then I also have top 10 podcast platforms worldwide listeners, okay? And then I also have top 10 AI tools for podcasting, because, you know, we live in an AI world, and top 10 podcast topics for 2024. So you know that I will be doing a 2025 Black Friday. I'm putting this for half 50% off right now on Amazon. So if you look at it, it did hit number one bestseller for Amazon when it launched, guys. So thank you for your support. I appreciate you. Now, just imagine, okay, this is going to be Susanna and I's fourth book. But just imagine having your book by December 14 with amazing authors. Look at this. Look at this. Physical book and ebook, guys. This one is in Barnes & Noble, actually, because we did a book signing on this one. So please, if you have a good story, come. I love a good story. I'm a sucker for good story. So that is what's happening. Oh, and I'm looking for only 10. I only usually 10, sometimes 12. For 2025, I haven't figured the title of the book. I mean, the magazine yet. It's both online and physical for branding and authority for you guys. It's a Level Up Circle magazine. Look at this handsome doctor right here. Look at that, for lung cancer, right? Amazing. So I have a lot of individuals here that I write for you. I have questionnaire for you to answer, and I write for you. And that will be our fourth issue for this year, because we have physical and, right? We have all of these. This is from the thing. This is also on the press release and about 1,500 SEO links. So is this one, which is our soul-hearted people. And then this one is 10 transformational leaders in our community. So I'm always big on 10. I don't know what it is with numbers, but I love 10. Okay. And Jessica, our dear sister who lost her life this year, we're still selling Rebel with a Cause notebook. This is a notebook for her. She loves the nonprofit. So we're giving this to a nonprofit organization for autism. Now, if you buy this book, okay, Rebel with a Cause book, the proceeds to this 100% goes to nonprofit for mental health. You guys already know this book, the proceeds goes to Madagascar. We have 27 trees now in Madagascar. This book, 10 trees right now to Honduras. So every time you buy our books, we give back to our community as well. So you know where your money goes, right? So are you guys ready? I hope she's ready. Look at this. Look at this beautiful lady. Do you see that? How gorgeous is she? Oh my gosh. Are you guys ready to meet her? I don't know if I have my drum roll. I think I do. Oh, you are so funny. Oh my gosh. It's the longest drum roll ever.
That is hilarious.
How are you?
I'm so wonderful. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I am too. So first things first, okay?
Yeah.
I have a question for you that I usually will start in all of my guests. The first one is really, think back 20 years ago and find within your timeline some of those significant changes in your life, like milestones that got you here where you are today.
Wow. I love that question, first of all. It's always fun to time travel. So it has to be when I received my business, when I acquired my business. I was fresh in, 2 years in. My journey has been long and hard. And at that point, I got this business as a welfare mom, and I was 2 years in, and it was already starting to grow. So I knew I was on to something, that, you know, you showed the wrong person how to do this, right? Like, I'm in it to win it. And I was evolving so fast. 20 years ago. So I had graduated. I was 2 years into owning my business and it was flourishing and beginning to grow. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, let's pick up another one and let's go grab another one. And this serial entrepreneur came out, and from there I've been flying ever since. So 20 years ago was, it's a long time. Thanks for taking me back there. But you know, the journey of evolving and looking around my life going, wow, I'm not standing in a food line. Wow, I'm not at the county office getting my food stamps for the month, the paper kind. Wow, I actually have money in the bank. Wow, I'm employing people. Like, whose life is this?
Wow. So you literally turn your pain into passion and helping others. But first you help yourself. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love that. So now my question is, who is Natasha?
Wow. She's a lot of things. She's so multidimensional. It's so funny. I tell people all the time, look, hold on, because I have enough energy to light a small city. So if you guys are ready to get some energy today, it's coming, because we're both fire. Dr. CJ is, she's just blazing through the street. So, you know, I am a very heart-centered person. My suffering had, you know, it's given me sight that is beyond what others could see, right? So I have deep compassion for those who society have deemed unimportant. They're very, very important to me. I love, as you were showcasing your work there in the books, I love how you are socially driven and you're giving back. You know, even people don't even think, but the trees are so important. We need them, right? We need them so much. So, you know, I'm a mom. I got two beautiful babies. They're my highest prize. Right? Outside of my faith in Christ. And I do a lot of different things, from being a professor to a business owner. But most importantly, I love to empower people. My suffering was not in vain. And no one's suffering is in vain if they go out there and serve, right? They go out there and tell the story that, hey, listen, you can overcome, because this life is hard, you guys. This is not an easy life. Right? We have good and evil everywhere. It's not exempt. Nobody's exempt, right? So turning your life around, that's the biggest triumph story, right? So yes, a lot of passion has come from that pain, but a lot of power.
I love that. First of all, when we were talking, we just went from one topic to the other topic to the other topic. And at the end, you were like, wow, that was amazing. I love it, because the energy was matched. You know, when you have a conversation and you're like, hi, how are you? And then others be like, I'm fine. How are you doing? I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a long 15 minutes. Like, it's going to feel like 15 hours, right? But with us, we just went over and we're like, woohoo, let's go and see and show up and where we need to be. And I love that. But, you know, not a lot of people have that much of energy, especially if they've been put down a lot, right? We're talking about building resilience and things. And I wanted to, I'm not a rich person. So whatever I can give socially, I definitely love social injustice conversation. I also like social environment, because we are here today, but we won't be here tomorrow. However, our great, great grandkids will still be here. And yes. So that is the long-term goal. We're supposed to be here to shepherd our environment, not to destroy it, right? And my family in Philippines did logging business for a long time. And so this is my way back of giving back to the community for my family, really, for my ancestors who did that. My grandfather did that for a living. And so I don't know if he planted trees back, whether he did or not. This is my choice and my stance on how I care for the environment, whether if I'm in San Diego or it's in Madagascar, right? Yeah. And I really choose Madagascar because of the movie. I gotta move it, move it. I know. I love that movie. I was like, oh, they were like, I gotta do Madagascar, man. We gotta do it.
Fabulous. Yes.
I found someone who they actually HP support them, Hewlett Packard, you know, with teachers, we research.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if it's good enough for Hewlett Packard, it's good enough for Dr. Leland, let's go, right? Like,
right.
That's what I love. So
I love it so much.
My next question, what specific strategies do you employ to help individuals recognize and develop their unique strengths and talents? Because you're in the business of building people.
I am in the business of building people. You know, I say it all the time. The gift I give you is the gift of self. Once you find out who you are and that treasure inside, because the way out is within, right? That you are who you are from the formation of time, essentially. And I'm going to show you a mirror, but I'm going to do it by telling you my story. I'm going to let you know I understand. And then I have an innate ability to draw out those signature brandings of sort of people. People have their own brand, that self brand, right? And I can see your strength and then give you that encouragement that you need to bring it out. Let's try it. And I'm going to be right here with you, right? I'm a guide. I'm here to light the way with you. And, you know, the stories that I get back, it's remarkable. Just that ignition, just to be able to ignite the person and then be able to see, hey, oh my God, I am worthy. Absolutely. We have intrinsic value, everyone. Please pay attention. This world did not give it to you and it cannot take it away. You are valuable because you are valuable. Don't let this matrix trick you. You can live without it. It does not live with you, right? You can unplug. Please unplug. All the world's a stage. Please take in only a little bit, right? Because it's so important that we don't lose ourselves in the office, I don't care if it's a corner office, don't lose yourself there. There's more to this world and this life than your career. There is great service. There's great things to see. And you get to shine. It's okay. We talked about this. Women, it's okay. We shine. Hi. We get to brighten up the world. So it is allowing a person to have a mirror, right? I told one of my clients recently, because she was like, thank you, because you like ignited this. You brought this out. And I was like, I just held up a mirror, honey. I just put a mirror up and said, hey, you're beautiful. This is who you are. This is your story. And we need that strength. We need that strength. We need that. So that's kind of it, being an encourager. And this energy, I'm going to tell you what, this energy is like, they'd be like, what happened?
We're on fire.
My students are like, every time I leave your class, professor, I feel like I drink 2 cups of coffee. And I'm like, they're like, are you going to be like this all semester? Damn skippity.
Yeah, it's like, it's a character. That's why I tell people, I'm like, guys, what I wake up at 7 a.m. to like 11 p.m., that's just me. Like, you know, I do need a nap though in between. This perimenopause crap is really getting to me, like, seriously. Mood swings. And I'm Filipino. I'm Chinese Filipino. So I'm already dramatic and extra, right? And so, like, when people wrong me, I'm like, oh, that hurts my heart. What is happening in the world? And sometimes I just let it go because I do not want wrinkles towards my 50. Right. If I hit 50 in a couple of years, if I hit 50 and I don't have wrinkles, oh, I made my day. Like, that's good, right? I'm sure I'm going to age gracefully, but seriously, here's a vanity. Here's the thing that I've noticed. When people call you names, you resist it. Not the bad words, but like you're narcissistic, you're all of these, like they put you in the box, right? Because you're vain or you want to do this. What if we switch our mindset and said, okay, so I'm it. So what? Because it used to bother me when people are like, gosh, CJ, you're so dramatic. And I would just put my head down. I'm like, I can't help it. Like, I'm talking to myself, you know? I'm like, it's my personality. It just comes out. I don't know how to switch it up.
Yeah.
But what if we just own it? They can't use that against you when you own it already.
Yeah.
And then the second question is, so what? Am I asking you for money? Am I bothering you? Am I hurting you? No? No? So what is it to you? Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what too, CJ, is people are so used to dumbing down that when they see someone courageous enough to be who they are and authentic, they don't know how to take that. It shatters their conditioning. I'm here to shatter your conditioning. I'm here for you to question your conditioning because that mental state is no good for you because you're shorting your own self from your brilliance, from your genius, right? Because you're dumbing yourself down. And the way that you make yourself feel better is by pointing fingers or picking on other people, right? Light is not intimidated by light, everyone. Darkness is.
We talked about that. Remember?
Right?
Yeah. I lit a candle. If your friend says, hey, it's dark in here, I'm like, Natasha, I have some light. And Natasha's like, okay, let me put my candle and light it back up. But some people will blow your candle.
Yes.
Because they want to
be cautious.
Exactly. They light it up and then they blow your candle. Huh? Now it's dark again. We need to do each other a favor. and collaborate more.
Absolutely.
Natasha, do you think, because we're talking about building up people today.
Yeah.
And it's really hard when I see people that have potential, but they retract their potential by staying in the negative space. Do you think that people who are like, just doesn't like you for no reason at all, really have low self-esteem, and how do we build that? That's what my conversation is. How do we build self-esteem for those who are intimidated by our light?
You have to continue to shine. You just have to continue to shine, and you have to send good energy to that person. For me, it's like praying for that person, right? Being able to identify that they're a human being because of my depth of understanding for trauma, because trauma is my life work due to having been in it for decades upon decades, like inhumane suffering. I have a deeper understanding of others and their suffering. And so I try to separate the person from their pain. I try to separate the person from their trauma and realize. Now it's hard, okay? Because, you know, I'm a little sensitive lion too. So I love people genuinely. So it can hurt my heart like yours when people are like, she's just too much, or, you know, I just don't like her for some reason. And I'm like, I really like you though. Like, I really love you. I love all my students. I love all the people. They're like, do you really love me? I really do. Like, I love people. But that can be very foreign when you've not grown up around that, or you've had, you know, raped of you, stripped of you, taken from you because of some traumatic event. So I try to see people from the perspective of them being not their trauma and understanding that, but I will guard myself. Boundaries are to protect me, not to offend you. So if you're offended by my boundaries, that doesn't have anything to do with me, because they are to protect me. And we don't do enough teaching people about boundaries. And maybe if that person understood what boundaries meant for their life and they could have in their life, they could maybe draw some healing. So I just continue to shine the light. I'm very vocal when it comes to, hey, let's get some EMDR, trauma therapy. Let's get some brain spotting. Let's go do some art. Let's go do some sand tray. Let's go do some breathing. You want to tap, everybody? Go ahead and tap today, this morning, and take a deep breath with me. Like, let's reset, right? And let's continue to move. But you're not stopping this show. I got people out there already marked with my name on them. And they are there. And I'm to receive something from them as well, because it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. I'm receiving stuff all the time from those I serve. It's this beautiful halo, the practitioner and the client, right?
Don't start me. I'm Filipino. I will start singing.
I know, because I love when you pop a song on. I said, go on and pop a song on or throw some Latin out there, right?
On YouTube. I was like, if we weren't on YouTube and I don't have a copyright issue, I'd be like, okay, Natasha, let's do some karaoke today, right? Like, literally, music gets me going. And I love all kinds of music. So my next questions are, like, you know, for all the people that we want to build, I have my own tools, but I'm interested in yours. What tools or techniques do you use to assess and nurture both personal and professional growth in individuals?
I think, again, I sit and I listen. So listening is very important. Listening to what's behind the words. Okay, that's very important. Being intentional with listening behind the words as well. And I actually use an assessment, and I'm very proud of this assessment. It's the disc, but it's presented as the four animals. It's one of my signature trainings. It's one that people just, they eat it up, because there's so much truth behind this assessment. And I'm able to present it to them as like, okay, let's take this assessment. You're going to learn if you're a lion, a flamingo, a chameleon, a turtle, right? It takes the disc, makes it a lot more fun and relatable. But inside of here, I'm like, okay, now here's valuable information. This report is going to show you how you can be more motivated, how you can, what your strengths are. And I can tell a woman who's in the shelter, this is the script you use when you go interview, because you're worthy. Like I said, you're worthy. So this right here is going to be your strength, because it can feel like an interrogation when you're trying to present yourself and you have a tragic backstory. Not anymore. Right here, baby. I got you right here. And your ways to improve. Well, those are your quote unquote weaknesses. And here's how you spin that. So it's taking word, it's taking knowledge, it's taking who that person is and asking them simple things like, what did you play when you were little? Before the tragedy fell upon you like rain in the forest, what did you play when you were free? Because a lot of times our childhood holds our freedom to who we truly are. So I use the disc, I use listening, I continue to have them try things. Like once we pull something, then we'll go try it. Well, let's go try now. How did that work, right? And just kind of allowing them to evolve out of and into their higher self. You know, your higher self is waiting there, cheering you on. Like, yes, let's go. Right. Let's
yeah. Go. And if they're not cheering you on, we are cheering you on. Okay. Yeah. Like, hello. Let's
Absolutely.
Go. We arrived. Lori. Okay. Lori is a fellow professor and teacher, and she's, I love her. We collaborate on a lot of things in our job. She's so funny. She's like, CJ, you aren't dramatic. It's your personality. It is very passionate about inspiring the world. That is true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just like, when I get offended on certain things, I used to get offended on little things. Now it's like, So I'm like, okay. Then I start singing the, you know, what do you call that? Oh my God, that cartoon and Disney cartoon. And they started like Frozen.
Oh.
You know, they start and then I get into this mode. I was like, oh my gosh, this person is getting on my, and then I go to two things, minion language, which I've created literally, because if you've seen the minions, right? They talk to each other, but like, you don't understand what they're talking. They have
right.
their own.
I love you.
Imagine if you were mad, Natasha, at me and you love me and you don't want to, resent what you said in that moment of heat. And you just go, banana means the end, right? I was cursing to you. You didn't even know it, because guess what? Words hurt and they matter and they can cut you in pieces. But if nobody understands what you're saying, but you understand what you're saying, we're good. You know, that's how I say it.
I love you for this. You're so
minion language, people. Then you don't have to hurt nobody's feelings. And then you sing, Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
You don't want to eat that poison. You know, CJ, you don't want to eat that poison. You don't want to drink that poison.
No.
You know, you have too much light to give and showcase. I love the book, The Four Agreements. Don't take anything personally, right? Just let it go. That's their own pain. Keep going. Keep doing it.
Natasha, as soon as you hear Let It Go, think of me singing that song, okay?
It's over now. It's going to be stuck in my head. I'm probably going to be like, Let It Go, driving later down to campus. I'll be like, CJ, you crawled in my conscience.
Yeah. And then, honestly, minion language is the solution to not hurt somebody's feelings. I mean, you're going to sound and look cray. But your nonverbal communication, I'm sure, will say it all. But your words are like, what is happening to her right now? She's just like going off on something, right?
Because words are, you know, hurtful. There's that old saying, like, sticks and stones may break bread bones, but words will never hurt. That's a lie. That's a lie. Words will hurt you. They do sting. They are like arrows to your heart and the soil, and they can get like little, you remember, weeds are with the beautiful plants as well. You got to pull those weeds out, because if not, they'll choke out your good garden. Don't let those weeds choke out your good garden. Remove those seeds, right? But words are like seeds. They germinate in there. It's crazy. You have to be able to protect yourself, but it's hard. And I know, again, I'm the little sensitive lion. So I love people, and I just want them to know how much I'm there for them. So when things can not actually work like that. But, you know, I also look at the perspective of how many people adore and love me, hundreds of thousands. And the same with you. I mean, like you said, you only got one more country to go, girl, right?
One continent, Antarctica.
One continent to go. That's what it is. Because you got like 100 countries or something, right? You only got one more continent to go. Listen, sister, you're almost there.
I actually convinced another girlfriend, I'm like, you know what? we need to travel 2025. They're like, CJ, where do you want to go? Antarctica. She's like, get out of here. I'm not going to the cold. I'm like, and she goes, okay, tell me why. I said, girl, I'm working 2 years in this podcast and there's nobody listening in Antarctica and I cannot claim it until I have it on my front. Like,
that's face. It. We're going to go there and do a retreat. There it is, yeah, CJ.
We're going to retreat and it's called Youthful Delight because it's cold and cold literally preserves you.
Wow, okay. That's cool. I like that. See, that's how genius you are. Just right there. Boom. Instant.
Yeah. And then we need someone to guide us just in case we get lost in the snow.
I'm okay with a guide. Show me a guide anytime. Listen, let me keep my shenanigans together. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now, here's the thing that I want because I want to continue this on Sunday's audio. How do you approach challenges or resistance when working to build up someone's skills or confidence? Because sometimes we see potential in people, but people don't see their own potential. And they're like, you're just trying to tell me what to do, Dr. Leland.
I actually have a client and she would show up to me and she wanted to do one way. And I kept saying, hey, it's your story. It's your story. You know, she was trafficked and she had a very profound story and she was afraid she just needed to have money to really do it. You know, all these, even though this is what she wanted to do. So she was going to go in another way. Well, I'll try to help you. But every time you show up, I'm going to remind you it's your story. It's your story because I'm going to keep planting seeds. Again, I'm a long-term player, right? I don't care how long it takes. When you're a farmer, you got to get out there and till the farm, right? You got to be able to water. You got to take care. You got to prune, right? It's a long process. So every time I just kept saying, it's your story. It's your story. There was enough of it's your story and that's your power till one day she shows up and she says, guess what? I was like, what? It's my story. I said, it's what I've been saying. I mean, you know, I might not always be right, baby, but I'm hardly ever wrong. You can take me to the bank 3-4 times a day if you want. But, you know, and so she said that and she instantly jumped in. Listen, everybody, this is powerful. She jumped in. She owned her story. She formed this nonprofit. She's out there moving legislation. She received a massive donation like right off the start. She started building. She literally sold blood to be in my program. This is how invested she was. She went and would give blood because she, you know, to buy the last of the books. She did what she needed to do and she's never been broke since. Money rolling out the door. She owned her story. She put the work in. She anchored in. She did what she needed to and she has not turned back. And let me tell you, she's taken numbers and names and turning heads and building and the work and the impact.
It's a ripple.
That's wonderful. But the lives, the women she's pulling off the street, the people, the children she's saving, right? The movement, that it's powerful. And I always think of her story and I'm so proud of her. And, you know, I'm not a person that's like, just stay with me. I'm like, come get what you need from me. And then let's go get you out to my network. Let you see, Dr. CJ might have something for you. I'm going to be like, go see Dr. CJ. I know Mike's on the call. Mike might have something for you. Go see my redneck around the corner, right? Like there are more people, right? And I've heard Susanna, like she might have something for you. Like we've got to share. Collaboration builds up people. Right? Yes. Competition destroys, collaboration builds. So if you're truly going to build up people, and that's the business that I'm in, and that's the business you should be in, is building up people who go build businesses, build careers, and build the empowered life. That is how your legacy stands and lasts time and time, generation and generation. You understand? So that is just, you keep showing up, consistent with the message. It's you, baby. It's your story.
That's why I'm here. Here's the thing, Lori. I'm glad you took a break. And do you need help? She's in Missouri, guys. She's flooding right now. Happy that I took a break from cleanup to listen to the show. I'm so sorry, sister. I'll call you. I have her number. I'll call you after this. You can chat with me. We can sing Let It Go. Not getting wrinkles today. I'm just saying, not right now, right? Maybe tomorrow, but not today. And you can happily clean up while singing Let It Go. I'm just saying. thank you for being here. 1,066 of you showed up today for Natasha and I. Thank you. We appreciate you very much.
You too.
And we are giving energy today for sure.
I hope do you feel it out there? Because we are coming. We're the Power Twins Activate. You remember the Power Twins?
Right. Now, here's the my other question to you is, in your experience, what are the long-term impacts of investing in people's growth, both the individual and the organization? Because most of us work, whether you're a founder or you're an employee, a W-2 employee or a 1099, you work for yourself, you work with others, and you work for someone else. That's really the whole scenario of life, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do? What are some of those long-term impacts that you've seen? I mean, you've already given us one example. What are some of the impacts that you've seen when you build people up?
You know, I see a lot of, like, even for your, say, your own staff, let's just start with maybe your team that you work with and building them up. Let's start right there. They're going to last. I have employees that have been with me years and years and years and years and years. That saves you money, the turnover, right? Because if you turn over people, it's a waste of money, right? And you can't build trust with those that are constantly coming and going. So the investment there is to your own business, your own organization. It strengthens it. It makes it stronger by not having a revolving door. And it's because I have always been a person who invests in others, right? And invest in my staff. When you look at the impact outside of that, just say to the world and to your clients when you're coaching them and they're not part of your inner team, because I'm not leaving you out, right? If you're my team, you're obviously getting it, and outside you're getting it. You get to see lives transform, right? Suffering is necessary until it's no longer necessary. And then you get to see an extraordinary life. Life is short and it moves fast, even on a long winter's day. You understand? But we can live an empowered life, but it's up to you to take the power back. So when you invest in others and you see them grow and begin to thrive, because surviving is not where you want to be. It is in thriving, right? You want to be able to thrive and live to the highest vibration possible. So continuing to pull and support people up. Right. Let's go up. Let's go up. That's why I love everything about you with your level up. Right. Let's go up. Let's go up. Let's get to that vibration, that frequency. I mean, it makes you look younger. I'm 50. Let's just get that right.
I'm going to be there soon, but I don't want wrinkles yet.
We know that. But the way I look so youthful is because of my vibration, everyone. You understand, right? The way I look so useful and the energy I have. So being able to pour that into others so that they can get the fountain of life, ultimately, and go out there and become wealthy. I'm really big about women becoming wealthy because the wealth is moving into women's hands more and more and more. So go out there, go enjoy luxury, go enjoy your facials, go enjoy, you know, setting in what you deserve. Stop succumbing yourself to the legacy of conditioning. We have to stop passing on the legacy and conditioning. It is a time for a legacy of empowerment and you owning who you are. The gift I give you is the gift of self. The more you know who you are and you bring that forward, it's so powerful. Be authentic. The more me I am, the more money I make, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that real. So it's empowering them in such a way that they go on and thrive. You know, one of my girls just reached out to me and she said, Professor P, God, there's so much I could say. She said, but thank you for coming into the dark and pulling me out of the shelter. I am fully functioning. I am addict. You know, I am sober. I am 3 years sober. I'm fully functioning. I love community and people. And I love you for coming into the dark and pulling me out. Keep it up. Keep going out there. And that little motivation right there adds to my fire. I'm like, ooh, okay, yes, let's go. I'm hungry for more, right? And there's so many of those little testimonies that come up. So it's those things, right? You cannot put a price tag on being a part of changing someone's life for the better, right? I'm a human on a human experience serving humanity.
I love that. I was trying to look for the video. This was like 3 or 4 years ago. And one of my student was suffering at home and I didn't know. Like, you know, when we teach online, we do online teaching, we don't know what the people are going through, you know, in their lives. And she told me she's always so it's been it was a 10-week course. And for the first 3-4 weeks, she just doesn't do homework, but she's in class live. And I'm like, okay, I'm just so curious, right? Like, you're such a good student. Your cognitive and creative thinking skills are always present, but yet you don't participate in the discussion board, which is 20% of your grade. Like, can I ask how I can help? And she's like, can I call you? So we called each other, we had Zoom, and she started crying. And I was like, oh, I did something wrong. And she's like, no other teacher ever asked me this question. She's like, I got kicked out of my house. I have no computer. I'm going to the library. I'm homeless right now for the last 4 weeks. Jeez. And I'm only 18. I don't know what to do. I really want to start school. And I started crying with her, right? But then I had some friend who's in that area that she was living in. I said, hey, can you do me a favor? And can you help her find housing and all this? She's only 18. She's like, who is this, DJ? I'm like, my student. Do you know her? I don't know her, but I know her heart and where she's at right now. Yes. I don't need to know your backstory or whatever, right? You're a human being more than anything. Stop the judgment. And so my friend had an extra room, got her there and helped her get a job. And in the last 2 weeks, and gave her a computer because she had an extra computer. And now she has a computer and internet and everything.
Look at that.
She got a job. Okay. She's very smart in computers. She got a job making good money. She got out. She got her own apartment. And she sent me a video saying, you changed my life, Dr. Leland. You did. And my heart, even right now, just flutters. I'm like, see, I only need one person to tell me I was doing something really cool.
Me too.
I don't need validation, but it is so nice to hear the gratefulness in somebody's tone.
Yes.
So if you are grateful to somebody out there, people, you let them know today, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. Right.
I love that. And I say that all the time. I would show up for one person. I would sit here before you for one person, but we don't just get one. That's what's so amazing, is that we get so many because of how purposeful our life is. And one moment changes 1,000 after it. That moment you set with her shifted the whole
life,
everything. Everything, one moment changes 1,000 after it. There are those divine moments, those divine points in our life. I'm sure many of you can recall them, and the person attached to them, because everything is pretty much attached to a person and the relationships, right? Go share this human experience with others. Live.
Why? When you said one moment in time, Whitney Houston just came to my head, like, one moment.
We got to figure out how you can get music on here, baby, because you have music just coming out your toes, honey.
Like, oh my gosh, Whitney is coming out. Okay. So we're going to switch up, because you do have to leave in like 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I got a meeting.
What specific coaching techniques or frameworks? We're going to talk about Kyle Empowered now, right? Cool. This is a company used to support individuals and group development. So first, let's define what Kyle Empowered is, and then we can answer this question.
Yes. So Cal Empowered is a human development company that focuses on workforce, youth, professional, and personal. And I'm really kind of big on the personal, because if we don't get the personal right, you guys, it's going to just vomit everywhere, right? In all the other areas. I do work predominantly with at-risk youth, at-risk people, right? Homeless. I love the homeless. Women who have been displaced or abused. Men, I'm very big and bold about men too, and their suffering and knowing that they need a voice, right? So I love men very much and being able to give them a voice. Everything I do and everything Cal Empowered does is with a trauma understanding, a trauma background, healing you at a very deep level. So people say I'm more of like a spiritualist type coach, because I'm going to come after your soul. I'm here to get you correct, not partially, right? I'm not going to address what is right here on top. I got to go to the root and extract your root and then plant a seed of safety in there. So it is development, and it's through coaching, training, one-on-one consulting, strategy planning. It's also resource development, connecting you to the right resources. It's so important to be connected to people, places, and things that can truly help you and teach you how to let go of that. So Cal Empowered is focused on, again, all things human development with that framework. And it has, I'm gonna say what needs to be said, truth be told, right? I'm gonna talk about the truth. I'm gonna tell you what I see, right? Good or bad, right? You can't fix what you don't acknowledge is broken. So you might have a hard, truthful conversation with me. You will thank me later. right? When you come and listen to me on the podcast and I say things that are like, wow, that was really bold of her to say, but man, that was truth. I'm going to say what you think. What, you know what I'm saying? What people are afraid. So I'm going to tell, we're going to tell you that and share that with you. And, you know, it is about building up others and the foundation within a person to make them strong and contribute to our world, humanity, culture, community, workforce. I love, again, the youth. So I'm really big on the youth, but I love anyone with a story like mine. Were you homeless? Were you displaced? Do you come from deep poverty? Right? What was it? Were you beaten? I mean, my abuse started at age 3 for decades upon decades. Been on my own since I was 16 years of age, end of my freshman year of high school, right? And have come a mighty long way and still have a mighty long way to go in the evolution of Natasha in Palumbo, aka Professor Pete, right? So that's what it is. And it's here to take dominance in helping, you know, throughout California, and I can see it expanding out into, right, all of those continents. I'm going to follow you onto the continent.
Ooh, let's go. Natasha's like, I don't really look at them. I'm like, Natasha, I'm changing your mindset today. We're going to take over. How are you going to know which world you're going to take over if you don't know which world you're in? Hello. We're going to do this together. When you said, you know, when you said something about, I think it's like, you will see or look into my eyes, like this is what Bryan Adams kick into my head too. I don't know why I'm full of songs today.
Yeah, I've just kicked your musicality up like 1,000 notches.
Oh my gosh. I was like, okay, my ADHD is kicking in with music today. Like
I love it.
I love when he's like, look into my eyes, you will see. Yeah. Right. What you mean to me?
We've ignited your soul.
Okay, we're getting deep on that. I love it. So I'm going to be singing Bryan Adams for the rest of the day. Thanks a lot, Natasha.
You're welcome. All these songs are just going to pop in your head all day.
I know. So in this 10 minutes, I want to honor your time and honor our space and honor everybody who's here. Louis, Lori, my sister Susanna, Mike was here. Thank you guys so much for being here. If you have any questions for us or Natasha, please put them in there. My question to you is, what is next? How can we support each other, collaborate? And obviously, this is my invitation for you to collaborate with me in this space with me. Ooh, 1,200 people on YouTube. Thank you. how do we help each other get the energy out there and truly, right, repel the people that we don't need to help right now because they're not ready yet, right? And invite people, women, men, doesn't matter, who's ready to take that leap and said, empower me, inspire me. Yeah. What are some of the things that we can do for them? What are some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, kind of what we had a little pre-talk about, just getting some events popped out there. I love, there's a comment in there, women being wealthy, all that, absolutely, hey. Money's mirrors and mimosas, baby. I'm going to sign you all up tonight, today, to come and join, you know, doing these events. So I love collaborating with you. I love your energy. We complement very well. And I would love to be able to join some forces with some events with you. I love doing events, even speaking and serving. Like I told you, your summit, you're working on a summit. We want to teach people some essential skills. Sign me up. I'm there to serve, right? Yeah, so everything is service. Yeah. So there's a piece of whatever you're doing, right? I love your ADHD because I probably have a tiny bit of it myself. It's okay, right? I tell people all the time, it's all right. It's part of my genius, right? I'm just kind of all over the place. Listen, you guys are thinking I'm going to pop in today. But and big shout out to the 1,200 people. You guys, thanks for showing up for Professor P today. It's Dr. CJ. But yeah, you know, I am excited about doing more events with you. Please know, everybody, I'm new to San Diego. I built an amazing empire in Sacramento. I still have a home there with my son at it. I've not even decorated my Del Mar house. I'm going to blow it out in Sacramento because I'm going back there. But I want you to know that I'm here in this area, but I'm also available to you all wherever you're at. But I'd love to connect with anybody locally in San Diego, and I know you are. Dr. C right here. So I can't wait to do more events. I can't wait to empower people. And I'm not even worried about repelling anyone. Let them look. Let them watch. who knows when the seed might take. Watch
on. Let it grow.
Hey, listen, keep watching us, baby, because we're just going to continue to climb higher. And that's my encouragement to all of you. You know, be the rocket. And remember, a rocket has boosters to the side of it. And at a certain elevation, at a next level, the boosters have to fall off, everyone. If they do not fall off, the rocket will implode. It will self-destruct. And these boosters are just filled with gas. I tell people all the time, let those gassy-ass people go.
This is the name of the game.
You do not need those gassy-ass people. Let them go. People, places, or thing will keep you back in a place you no longer believe. Oh, and I'm getting this right now. Survivor's remorse, it's okay that you came out and they didn't yet. You do not have, there's a lot, somebody has survivor's remorse right now. You're coming out and you feel bad. Maybe your family hasn't come out. I don't know who this is for, but you feel like, man, you don't have to feel bad, right? You keep shining. You keep providing resources out there, but do not be stopped and try to feel bad and the survivor's remorse. It's not your fault they did not come out. And you did, okay? Continue to serve, continue to be the light. You do not have to have survivor's remorse. And that's a real thing, everyone. You can go out there and, you know, fix your life like me and like see all the things and keep empowering and feel bad because maybe somebody in your family is just not, they may not. That's the depths of conditioning that they're not willing to question or break, but you chose to. So you walk in your empowerment and you shine the light. And that's what I'm here to sign up for, right? Doctors, it's just, we just keep, listen, now we get to be brighter. We get to call more brightness in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Before you go, you have only 3 minutes left. I'm keeping you on time here. Okay.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
I feel like I swear. I'm going
to start. Uh-oh. And if you don't end with the song, I'm going to be upset. No, listen.
Oh my God. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think you could have modeling with this mimosa essentials, right? Like all kinds and shapes and sizes and things like that. Because I was told you could never do modeling because you're 5 feet tall, you know? I think we should have a mama modeling. Listen, I was Miss Asia San Diego at one point or another. I was 5 feet tall. Okay. It's all about this attitude that I've got. That's
what
I'm bringing.
It is your presence, baby. It is your presence. Let's go for it. Let's do that. I think that would be great.
Right? And then proceeds for agave, which is domestic.
Yes, that's my sister. Love her.
Agape. We're going to have to think about this for next year because we do need more events and things like that in San Diego. Yeah. And we're already here. So why not bring it?
Absolutely.
Before you go, you got 2 minutes, sister, before you go.
Hey, you know what? Just I want you all to know how incredibly honored I am that you were with us today. I don't take it lightly that you showed up and invested your time in this moment with us. And for all of those watching the replay, thank you as well. I do hope you all got something out of it. Most importantly, what I know is that I have awakened you, and with CJ topping me like a cherry on top, she has also awakened you. So let those seeds come forward. And I am just, again, completely honored. I can't wait to see what comes from this. I can't wait to see what comes from all of you who got to listen to this and receive these seeds today. Your soil is ready. You are rich and wealthy within. Allow that to come forward. Abundance is yours by divine birthright. Raise your frequency. And I can promise you, you will see an extraordinary life. You get the vision or better. So don't be discouraged if the vision doesn't come to pass the way you might think. It means you're going to get better. Don't default on your better because you're disgruntled about the vision you've set to be a certain way. You actually get the vision or better, and we forget that many times. So you can sign me up for better, baby, right? And this today was far more better than the vision I even could have imagined. So I am so grateful I got to taste and see today. Thank you for keeping me on time and on track as I shift to go be in another meeting. I'm going to drop my contact information in the chat for you guys of this. I'd love for you all to connect with me. It's been an honor. Be encouraged, be empowered. And as always, everyone, be well right here. Be well.
Right and here. Breathe. Heartbeat. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm going to sing a song again. I can't handle this today right now. My ADHD is like literally on song music.
You will be singing all day.
Have a beautiful day. You got to go in your meeting. I love you, sister, and we will chat, and we definitely have some events coming up in San Diego.
We do. Thank you all, everyone. Be well.
Bye. Oh my gosh. That energy though, right? Like, thank you guys so much for being here. And I hope that you guys got inspired. You got pumped today. It's only Wednesday. We got some gradings to do. It is finals for my students next week and Lori's as well. So we want to make sure we show up for our students. We also want to make sure that we show up for ourselves. This is what I'm going to tell you, okay? If people are talking behind your back, they're not coming to talk to you, let them stay behind you. They don't need to be next to you or in front of you because they're not ready to level up. That's what I'm going to tell you. The second thing is, when you get what you want, that means that's God's direction, that you're in the right path. But when you don't get what you want, that is God's protection, that you're not supposed to be on their path. I'm just saying, let your divine, your vibration, your energy, your vision, let's welcome 2025 with grace, with excitement, but plan ahead. Be agile with your plan because things change. Just keep in mind, if you plan, and then you don't get what you planned, remember what I said. God is trying to protect you because the path that you're planning is not for you, right? It's probably more likely against you. And sometimes, right? Sometimes we plan and we get what we want. Be grateful that you're in the right direction. So whoever you are, wherever you are, stay leveled up today. And if someone's being negative to you, just say, return to sender. I don't need the negative energy. Bye. Don't get wrinkles for nobody, people. And don't let anybody stay in your head rent free. Hello? Everything is inflated right now. And now you're having them rent free in your mind and in your heart. Let it go. Then you can sing. Let it go, right? Can't hold it back anymore. I'm telling you, okay? Love you guys. Happy Wednesday. Tomorrow, there is a TV show with Confronting Domestic Violence founder Agape with the founder of Susana Dawn Ryder, Susana. Of course, we're going to have Miguel, which is an anthropologist. And then you are going to also see moi tomorrow. So let's rock it. Let's roll it and have a beautiful Wednesday. Bye, everybody. See you guys tomorrow. And remember, you have to love yourself before anyone else comes in because you need to be strong and resolute on your core values. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for being here. See ya.
Are you a curious student, eager to learn new skills and make your mark in the world? Or are you a professional seeking to advance your career and unlock your full potential? You need to be equipped with effective soft skills like communication, problem solving, teamwork, and more. The Level Up Academy by Doc Leland bridges the gap between education and employment through transferable skills training. Get the soft skills you need to be more effective at work.